Right, I have to tell you that 3 weeks ago, Sue and I were in a big church. Is it on? In Izhdysk. Can you say that? Very close. Very close. In Russia. And one of the difficulties we had was that we didn't understand Russian. So as the guy was speaking out the front, we didn't understand him. As the words were being presented on a presentation slides at the back, of the behind the preacher, there were verses we didn't know what they meant. We had someone with us who could speak Russian and English. That was helpful. Because when the verses came up, she was able to say, oh yes, that is a reference to the second book of Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 8. Oh, and we were able to look it up. That was really helpful. But down the front of the church, there was a lady who was doing sign language. Because there were many people there who couldn't hear what that man was saying. And that lady was doing sign language so that they could hear him, in essence. They could understand what he was saying. Now, I've got a story today that I want to tell the children. Now, you can listen if you want, okay? All right? But don't cause any distractions, okay? Mobile phones off, all right? Okay? No chatter. Are all the children going to come and sit out the front? Because everybody sitting out the front, in these seats, in the front, has got to help me today. Everybody. So we need all these seats here filled, okay? You've got a job and a half to do today. Right. Because what I want the children to understand is sometimes it's very necessary to help everybody understand by doing sign language. Okay? Wonderful. Now, it's going to be simple because I'm just going to ask you to do two particular signs when I say two particular words. Okay? Got that? Whenever I say the word see, I want you to go like this. Can I see you do it? Okay? And if ever... Oh, hang on, this one at the end not doing it. Like this. Okay? Whenever I say the word see. And whenever I say the word saw, I want you to go like this. Okay? Is that right? And if I said the word seesaw, what would you do? Okay? Now, this is very, very important. Because if you're not doing that, the people behind you, they might not hear what I'm saying. And you're really helping them. Okay? So, this is the story. It's a real shame that Mandy's not here today. Because I wanted Mandy to help me today. Because last time I was here, that was 2 months ago. Oh, it's not that bad a story. 2 months ago, I asked Mandy a question after I'd finished, as we were walking away. And she said, I'm sorry, I can't answer your question because I wasn't listening. You told us last time, if we were adults, we weren't to listen to the story. Right. So this time, I want the adults to listen to the story, and there may be questions later on. And if these children down here are better, right, because they have seen how you have performed, that'll be just wonderful, won't it? Okay? All right? So I saw that last time, things didn't work properly, and this time, I want to see if they work better. Okay? Simple as that. Now, this story is from the Bible, okay? So you can check whether, in fact, I'm telling the story correctly by looking up the Bible. How many times have we seen rain come down in these last couple of weeks? Oh, it has been terrible, hasn't it? Have we seen a lot of rain? Yes? Have you been able to see any rain? Yes, of course you have. Well, there was a time, you know, when there wasn't any rain on the earth. Not at all. Okay? And God looked down from heaven because he'd made the earth, hadn't he? And you know what he could see? He could see that man was not doing the real good thing of acknowledging God as God. Mankind was doing all the things he wanted to do himself, selfishly. Man couldn't see that we should always understand that God is looking down. And God said, well, I've had enough of all of the mankind that's here. I've had enough of them. And I'm going to punish them. They're all going to die. All of them. And I've got a plan. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring down an awful lot of rain on the earth. And mankind will see that the floods will come up and destroy all of the earth. But God saw that there was one man who had always been good. His name was Noah. Oh, you've heard the story before. Do you want to come up the front and tell it? Yes. That's right. His name was Noah. And Noah had three sons. He had a wife. That was Mrs. Noah. He had three sons. And their name were Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Okay? And these three sons, they were big, strong sons. They were really good workers. They used to work out in the fields. Noah never saw them being lazy at all. Okay? What he saw was that these boys would always do what Noah, their father, told them to do. God spoke to Noah. And he said, Noah, I want you to understand, Noah, that when I have looked out from heaven, I have seen that there are people doing much wrong. They no longer respect me as God, the Creator, and I'm going to destroy them. But you and your family, I am going to make sure that you are saved. You're going to build an ark. You're going to build a big boat. You're going to build a boat that when the rains come, and there hadn't been any rain before, and Noah says, hang on, God. What's rain? And God said, go to Wales. You'll find out what rain is like. God said, there's going to be rain come down. But you are going to be safe because you're going to be in your ark. I'm going to give you some plans. I'm going to show you what you need to build. And when Noah saw the plans, he said, gosh, this looks as though it could work. So, I notice you haven't been doing any of the sewing, but you have got little ones in your arms. Okay, I'm going to let you off that, okay? All right? That's okay. You don't have to. Because you're a little older, you don't have to do it. Okay, right. Now, but everybody else has got to be. Now, Noah said to his sons, who were all married, and they didn't have any children. So it was just Noah and his wife and three sons and three daughters-in-law. They said, right, we're going to start working. We're going to build this ark. He said to Shem, Shem, I want you to go down to the local hardware shop and I want you to see what tools he has there. I want you to make sure that you come back with a hammer. No, we didn't do hammer. I want you to come back with a hammer and lots of nails and a saw. And we're going to start building this ark. Well, you know, it took ages. It took years for them to build this big boat. Years. They built the boat. They saw that this big boat was being built in a wonderful shape. It looked very strong. They had been there with their hammer. Nope. And they saw. And they had put together a wonderful boat that they knew what it was for. And you know the people knew what it was for as well? You see, all the people in the village, they had been looking on. And what could they see? They could see something being built. Why? Well, Noah had explained to them, God is going to condemn this world. He is going to send down rain. And they said, what's rain? And Noah said, go to Wales and you'll see what rain is. You're going to see lots of rain come down. There's going to be so much rain come down that this big boat is going to float. And those of us that are inside this boat are going to be saved. And Noah said, if you want to come, you can come. Well, the man that owned the hardware shop, he sold the hammer and he sold the saw. He could see that what Noah was doing was crackers. He didn't believe that that was going to be helpful. His name was Brian. Okay, he had the shop. He sold all the tools. He sold all the wood. And there was Noah who was making this boat. Brian was making a lot of money because he was selling him all the things that Noah needed. The boat was complete. And Noah said to people, is there anybody who wants to come in this boat with me? And they all said, yeah, get away. I know now what rain is, they said. We know it comes down, we know floods go up, but we'll be safe. We can go up onto the high land, the mountains that are around our village. There's no need for us to be inside your boat. And then the rain started. Can you make the noise of rain? Right. The rain started and it didn't stop. You see, God had had a plan. God had explained that plan to Noah. God had said that there was going to be a great punishment coming. Noah did as he was told. And God's plan was going to work. As the rain started to fall, all the animals started coming towards the ark. And they all walked in. There were great big elephants and there were great big monkeys. And they all came into the ark. And when the ark was full of the animals, was full of the food for the animals, was full of, how many people would there be? 200 people? No, you've read the wrong story. There were 8 people. What was the names? Noah. Yes. Ham. Shem. Japheth. And 3 wives. Right? I shan't tell you the names of the 3 wives. You wouldn't remember them, even if I told you. But one of them was called Bernadette. Anyway. So they're all in the ark now, and the door slams shut. There's only one window. And that is shut. There's a big covering on the top of the ark to make sure that the rain doesn't get inside the ark. And that is tied down tight. And the rain keeps on coming down. Day after day after day. 140 days. And now all the people that lived in the village, they're all saying, wow, we now know what Noah was talking about. Look at all that rain. Where's my umbrella? Well, they didn't have umbrellas because they'd never seen rain before. Okay, so they were all getting soaking wet and they were climbing up the mountains to try and get away from the threat of all the water that was coming towards them. And as they got further and further up the mountain, they were, some of them at the top were thinking, it's okay, we're safe up here. There's no room for you. We're safe. And then the water came up and covered every mountain. And there were only some people saved. How many people? 8. Very good. Okay. 8 people were in the ark. And all of those animals and their food. And they were in there for many, many days. And one day, the rain stopped. Now, can you imagine how quiet it was then? Hey? The rain had stopped. It had been beating down on the top, but now it had stopped. And Noah thought, wow, let's open the window and see what we can see. And when they looked out, all they could see was sea. Well, You know, it was amazing. Because what Noah saw was water. Everywhere. There was only water. And as he looked out of this window, he thought, God, what are we going to do? We're going to be running out of food shortly. What are we going to do? God, you haven't put us in this place now, have you? Just for us to die of hunger or smell, because there's all these animals in there. And God had made provision for them. You know, Noah was able to get one of the ravens. That's a blackbird, okay? Well, bigger than a blackbird, but it's a bird. It's black, okay? And he said, "Good, you go out and see what you can find." Blackbird, raven, no. At the same time, Noah sent out a dove. A dove is much more fussy than a blackbird, than a raven. A raven would be happy just to sit on a dead body and have some food. But a dove wouldn't do that. A dove, is a bit fussy about things. And as the dove was flying around, what could the dove see? Okay. The dove saw that there was just water. And there was nowhere for the dove to be able to settle. So the dove came back. And Noah waited 7 more days. Then he opened up the window again. And what could he see? What Noah could see was just sea. He sent out the dove again. But this time, the dove came back with just a leaf in its beak. And when Noah saw that leaf in its beak, Noah could see that the waters were going down. Noah left it another 7 days. And he noticed that the boat was no longer floating around. It seemed to be settled in one place. Now, at the end of that 7 days, he had the dove and he pushed the dove out of the window. The dove didn't come back. Do you know why? The dove didn't come back because the dove was able to see that there were places that it was able to rest upon. And Noah, just waiting a little longer for God, then God opened the door. And some more fresh air came in. And Noah got out. And the animals got out. They'd found that the water had gone right the way down. The land had started to dry up. And they were able to live on dry land again. How many people were there?
8.
That's right. It was Noah and his wife. Ham. Shem. And Japheth. And the 3 daughters-in-law. Right? One of them was Bernadette. Yeah. When they looked around, there was nobody else on the planet. But God had said, he had a plan. God had a plan. He knew he was going to punish the people of the world. He knew that he had a plan to save Noah because Noah was a good man. God did as he said he would do. He kept them safe. The 8 people that went into the ark came out of the ark. You know, Japheth's wife was expecting a baby. So the first thing that Japheth did after he built a house was he built a garden toy for his new baby. It was a sea salt. Okay? And they all lived happily. Not quite happily ever after. Because God had said, everybody is going to die in time. We don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know where, but we've got to accept that that's going to happen. Now, you know, that long story with a lot of energy that you put into that, thank you very much. The people behind, they all understood because they were all listening. And when you were doing they were really able to understand what we were talking about. You see, what we had been able to see, you can stop now, okay, was that God was a man, God was able to be trusted. God saw a problem. God had a plan. God protected Noah. God made provision for all of their needs whilst they were in that ark. And God made a promise. Now, how many P's were there then? Jude? Oh, sorry, Jude, if I woke you up. I'm so sorry. How many? There were 5 P's. 5 P's. Okay? All right? Yeah? 5 P's. God had a problem, saw a problem. God had a plan. God protected Noah. God provided for Noah. And God made a promise. And his promise was that great big rainbow. Can you do that? Rainbow. And that rainbow said, I'll never again punish man in this way with big floods. And Noah and his family, how many were there? No, 9 now, because we had that baby, remember, said? Okay. They were able to live comfortably in their houses. But you know, that's a story from the Old Testament. But you know, it's what we learned in that story, those 5 P's. We can see all of those P's in the New Testament of the Bible. Because God, first of all, sees a problem. Okay? He sees a problem. That problem is sin. And it's in each of our lives. From the oldest, not pointing anybody out, because Maria's not here, to the youngest. We all have that problem. It's something that comes so naturally in each of our lives. We didn't teach our children how to be naughty. They're just naughty. It's a bit like my garden. You know, Sue and I were away for 3 weeks in Russia. And when we came back, it was as though our garden wanted to punish us. Because it had all grown so much, overgrown, all on its own. We didn't plant all those weeds that were there. No, they came, and they came in abundance. There were so many weeds there. And that's just like in our lives. We don't deliberately say we're going to sin, but we do. And God sees that as a problem. He says, I can't abide sin. And anybody who's full of sin isn't going to come and live in my house. That was the problem. And then God said, but I have a plan. And that plan was to send his son Jesus to die on Calvary. And when Jesus died, he was able to provide each one of us with a way out of our sin problem. If we believe who Jesus is the Son of God, the only Son of God. And he died at Calvary so that you and I can find forgiveness for our sins. And if we accept him as our Savior, we can have eternal life. He tells us that in the Bible. And then I said there was another P. So that was the problem and the plan. There was a provision that was made. God tells us that he is ready to provide for all of our needs and so much more. More than we could ever imagine. It tells us that in the Bible. If we trust him, we know that he is able to provide for us. And he is able to protect us too. He is able to say, I love these people that have decided that I am their God. I love these people who have said that Jesus Christ, my son, is their savior. God goes further than that. And he says, I love everybody. But only those who come and see Jesus, my son, as their savior are ones who can come and join me in heaven. And then God gives a promise. And he says, one day, Jesus will return. It tells us in the book, in the Bible, that Jesus is going to come back for those who love him, who see him as their savior, and he is ready to take them to his home. Bible goes a bit further than that. And it says, those that aren't ready to go with Jesus to his home will be punished for their sins. So that story that we heard in Noah, in the Old Testament, that's right at the beginning of the Old Testament, the first book in Genesis. But everything in that story is just the same as we can learn in the New Testament, which tells us about Jesus. Now, who can remember, without me giving them any help, what were those five P's? Plan, that was one of them. Promise was another. Sorry. Protect was another. And provide was another. One more. One more. That, we'll accept that because I can't remember what the other four were that you found. But anyway, that's fine. Wonderful. You were listening. Now, just to check that you were listening, okay. And I've already asked Judith, and at the point she didn't know. So, what were the five P's? Problem. Promise. Plan. Provide. That's it. Protection. Wonderful. Okay. You're all very good. Okay? And if I had a bag of sweets, I would share them with you. But I haven't got a bag of sweets, so you have to go without. Ah, that's terrible. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. But what's more important than listening? When Richard and I were out there praying before the meeting started, we said it's not a matter of hearing only. It's a matter of understanding. And it goes further than that. And accepting what has been you have heard from God and taking it to be your own. Putting it into practice. Thank you so much for being so good. And you, Kiddlywinks, were absolutely wonderful. Okay, I could